This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're Chickies in South...
There it is. There it is.
There it is. We're at Chickies in South Philly.
Oh, my God.
There it is. It's a bad one.
That was a really bad
one. I've had a good week there, too.
I know.
Yeah.
Listen, we got to pick it up this 5 o'clock hour.
Yep. Anyway, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. 2 weeks, we will be at Chickies and Pete's at the Farley Service Plaza for the kickoff to summer, the official kickoff to summer, which is Free Toll Friday. You can learn more at chickiesandpetes.com. That's where Pete is going to pay for your tolls and mine as I drive through the toll plaza hundreds of times.
We should just call you. Like, you could just go and stay on the phone. You went through once.
Yes, to tell you how many times we're going through.
Yeah.
Let's get to everybody's favorite part of the show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today are my five favorite botched sports calls, because last night there was another entry into the mix. Again, didn't want to do this.
You wanted to do it.
But for the spirit of the top five and five, I had to do it.
You've been thinking about it for 20 hours. You definitely wanted to do it.
Trying to think how I was going to work this in without hopefully not offending people. Number five. Now, we love Merrill. But number five takes us back to the 2022 season. And James Bradberry, Merrill was thinking about some fruit.
Snap, back up, lets it fly. And
nope.
It is intercepted. Intercepted. Running with the football is Blackberry. And Blackberry's in for the touchdown.
Bradberry.
Pick six. James Blackberry.
Bradberry.
At least I didn't say blueberry.
Am I missing something here? Why is the music so loud?
Yeah, turn the music a little bit down, Luke.
You didn't know.
Luke.
I messed that one up. Did you want to do it again?
Yeah.
Luke, we got to lock in back there.
Yeah, come on.
You can't get away with this deep voice for so long.
Yeah, it's two faders.
Fair
Figure
enough.
It
yeah,
out.
Yeah. Bring the music down a little bit so we can make sure we hear the call loud and clear.
Yeah.
Goff takes the snap, backs up, lets it fly, and it is intercepted. Intercepted. Running with the football is Blackberry, and Blackberry's in for the touchdown. Pick six. James Blackberry.
Bradberry.
At least I didn't say blueberry.
I didn't realize you said it four times.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Yeah.
And Q was like, Bradberry.
Yeah.
Bradberry. Every time he said Blackberry, Q was like, Bradberry.
Merrill got louder every time.
No, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was the first game of the season.
It was against out of Detroit.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, my God. I've never heard that.
Yeah. Well,
Blackberry.
At least I didn't say blueberry.
Yeah.
He brought it.
Merrill owned it.
Yeah, it was so good.
Blackberry.
So, number four takes us to Spike's old coworker and someone who's on this list actually twice.
Oh, no.
John Sterling.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the first of two John Sterling calls.
This Hicks. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, there it goes.
deep left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. But caught. At the wall. Caught by Tapia.
Come on, man.
Now, again, it's Carlos Stanton. He might have had a Stanton problem because he was back again later that season, this time in the postseason, which in Carlos Stanton yet again.
The pitch to Stanton.
Drew, there it goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. It is gone out of the ballpark. A Stantonian home run.
Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong? He's at first base.
What? I love that one.
How does he make a call that strong?
So John is great.
Is he blind?
Well, he was 86 okay. last year.
And this is 2021, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still 80, you know.
Yeah, 83.
And 162 games. It's a grind. And by the way, 2021, was he... I wonder if he was there? Because they were... They were they didn't go to road games. I'm trying to remember because I was.
I think maybe for the playoffs they were able to.
Yes, they did. They did. Because I was
you were there for that one?
Yeah, I was there.
And in his defense, like when Stan and Judge hit the ball, I feel like you're always a little bit. Okay.
No defense.
No defense.
Because the call is so strong.
I know. Can we hear, Luke, can we hear that last one more time?
The pitch to Stanton.
Drew, there it goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. It is gone out of the ballpark. A Stantonian home run.
Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong? He's at first base.
Now, of course.
Now, what did I do wrong?
Of course. The next day on WFAN, everybody's having fun with this. We all love John.
Yes.
John is one of the greatest that I've ever worked with. I mean, truly. I think what happens with John, because we had a camera on him all the time so we could put out videos of his home run calls, is as soon as he sees it becoming a home run, he goes into the call and stops looking at the field.
Right.
So he's you see him, he's doing this. He's pointing. He's not even looking. So he sees it, and he just goes into showman mode immediately. And it's a great call, by the way.
Right. It's a great call. If it was a home run.
Yeah.
Out of the ballpark?
Stantonian.
And that's what he has. He has a call for every player,
sure.
Every Yankee player.
Yep.
And I remember that one happening. And it's like.
And you're probably sitting there like, they're going to make fun of this.
Yes. Well, and I can't tell those guys not to do it. They're going to do it anyway.
Then you would get ripped for telling them not to do it.
Yeah. John the greatest, though. Absolutely the greatest.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
The second one takes us back. Now, this is minor league baseball.
And
And our former APD, Jack Geffer, on the call.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on and drilled. Into left center field. Kiss it goodbye. As this one hits the wall. Two runs will score. Trevor Crayport, another double.
I think that one's my favorite.
It's so good.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
And it hits the wall.
He was really trying. He was trying, man.
Keffer really had very boom goes the dynamite energy to his play-by-play.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah, If you knew Keffer, it honestly makes it funnier.
Yes.
Yes.
Because he was always so frazzled.
Always frazzled.
Yep. Oh, my God.
He thought he had that one.
And you left him in charge of this place.
Look, they had plenty of time to find somebody. And plenty of time. I had a contract to start. Keffer did a pretty good job, I think.
He did. He kept us afloat.
I've never heard what happens after that. Does he acknowledge that he screwed it up afterwards?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's just a little long, so
okay.
And no one knows who Jack Keffer is besides like five people.
I feel like I could listen to these for a full day.
Oh, they're so funny.
Yeah.
They're so funny. Well, last night, and again, didn't want to do this, but it's all with love, T-Mac, as we thought we had this game tied up in the eighth. With Trey Turner up to bat. Here's Tom McCarthy last night.
Fly ball, left field, game tied. It is crushed. And it's off the glove. It wasn't tied. It's off the glove of Morrell. Oh, my. How did that not go out of the yard?
I cannot believe, as much as it's flying out of the ballpark, I wonder, they might have to check that.
Wow, Tom Kepfer over there. Oh, no. So I didn't, as I told you guys, I didn't watch it. I wasn't watching the eighth inning live. Yeah. So when you guys were texting about it, I didn't know what you were talking about.
Oh, man.
Man, he blew that one. You know.
Immediately. I thought of it. I thought of Jack Kepfer.
It's tied off his glove. And he's...
Because T-Mac...
He's never done that.
He doesn't rush to make the home run.
No.
He, like, deliberately makes sure...
Totally.
...it's gone. We've even, you know, quietly or off the air or what have you, made jokes that T-Mac, that's a home run, bro. You can go ahead and make the call. You don't have to wait until it hits the second deck.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, to make the home run.
And the one time he does it.
Yeah, but the one time he doesn't do it... That happens.
And he's never going to do it again.
Yep. And I was saying to myself, like, this is why he doesn't rush the call.
I can imagine him throwing his pen and going like, that is why, right in the middle of the inning.
And it would happen in that park.
I know. And that actually made me feel better about Bryce's non-home run a little bit earlier, because there might have been some wind blowing in from left field.
Oh,
because
there
that,
it is.
It did look like it was gone. In Tom's defense, I was like, game's tied. And then all of a sudden it's tied. Luke, can we hear that? One more time.
Fly ball, left field, game tied. Oof. It is crushed.
Oh.
And it's off the glove. It wasn't tied. Oh. It's off the glove of Morrell. Oh, my. How did that not go out of the yard?
I cannot believe. As much as it's flying out of the ballpark, I wonder, they might have to check that.
I felt like I was watching it in slow motion, too, because he hit it. I was like, oh, that's crazy. And then it just, you could see the ball dying. And I was like, oh, no, Tom.
Now, I know T-Mac's not listening because he's in Cleveland.
Yes.
But if you happen to hear this, T-Mac, we do this to each other. You know, if one of us missed the home run call, it would be the most played thing on the history of the afternoon show. We love you. You do a great job. Oh, my goodness. This
awesome.
Hour. Is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. Up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Now, before we get to our special guest who's here, I think we have to acknowledge the elephant in the room? Deep voice, Luke?
You rang?
Just an awful performance for you during the top five.
That was
here we go. Now he's backtracking.
Yeah.
Before the show, we labeled you number two as the best part-time producer.
I'll take the hit. That's fine. So this week in baseball, Ben, I played that off the hotkey, and I'm like, oh, I forgot I also have audio to play. And I didn't know if that's all me. Hand up. My bad.
Well, and it wasn't just that. There were a couple of late plays. Jack wanted it again.
Yeah, because I was using the deck, and I didn't know he was going to go back to the one, so then I had to replace it. And I had to take a second there.
Hit the sad violin.
Yeah, that's all me. That's all me.
And Deep Voice Luke, I know part-time producing doesn't pay like a ton, but you're going to need to donate this hour to charity.
Fair.
Okay. This 1 hour is going to have to go to your favorite charity.
Sounds good.
What a just atrocious performance from Deep Voice Luke.
I'm right near Providence Animal Center. It'll
Providence Alvazar. There you go. There you go. Sounds good. I mean, Luke with a buzz-like performance during the top five of five. So we're lucky enough to be joined in person by a guy sitting with
his best umpire in the public league.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
just with his legs sitting there with his legs wide open.
Look at those shorts. I like
that. Yeah.
You got to be confident to wear those shorts.
Herb from the Northeast joins us, asked to come on the air. Of course,
those are McDonald's shorts.
We grant him.
Let me see.
It's like Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah. What are those shorts, Herb? Where'd you get those?
They're McDonald's shorts.
Oh, they're really McDonald's hoops?
Yeah, they're from McDonald's. You know,
Get closer to the mic there, Herb. Help him out.
Get that close to
you. I'm right here.
Well, yeah. I see you fine.
I want to give a shout out to my buddy.
Yep.
I just was talking to him about an hour ago. Gene Otto from originally the Catholic League assigner, and now he does Interact. And I worked with him in the Pendel League and for many, many years. All my teammates that are out there working 9 to 5 or whatever hours you're working, Mike King, Steve Pendinsky, Mark Bartlett.
Know anybody else?
The Burkhead brothers and the sons and the father.
Anyone else?
Just want to give you a shout out. And all my umpires from the public league. There's one of them right there.
Yep.
Yeah, we worked together just a couple days ago.
Yep. Wonder who sold you out.
A couple coaches are over there, too, guarding it up from performing arts.
Yep.
So anyway, I just stopped by here to see my boys, Ike Reese.
So were you umpiring today? It was raining out there.
No, not today.
We
worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
We were lucky. We got good weather this week.
Yeah.
Good weather. Lot of sun. It was hot yesterday, like 85, 86.
Yeah, let me ask you this.
Yeah, where were you at?
When it gets to be like 90 degrees, are you able to sit out there in the hot baking sun?
No problem.
Being an umpire? Really?
I did it in 105. I used to do it. Yeah.
Really?
Down in Jersey, yeah, in the summer.
It was 105 in Jersey?
Yeah, I did it where Ike Reesworth lives at, down in his neighborhood.
Okay.
Yep. Mike lives there, too, now.
Yeah, I live down there now, too. We're going to have a party at my house.
Near Wentz's house?
Am I near Wentz's house?
Well, yeah, his old house. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's good.
Yep, me and Carson were neighbors.
The
Perfect Game, John Galante runs all the Perfect Game from Jersey.
Oh, that's another shout-out?
He's an assigner. He's got over 200 umpires.
Wow.
And they work hard. And there's a lot of games once the kids are out of school.
Yep.
June, July, and August, there's a lot of Perfect Game going around in Jersey and, you know, Williamstown High School.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of schools down in Washington Township.
How long you been umpiring?
Since 2012.
Really?
2012.
Oh, I would have thought longer.
But I gave up, you know. In 2018, I gave it up, and now they asked me to come back this year. And decided,
why'd you give it up?
Well, because I had the open heart surgery. I lost weight, a lot of weight over the winter, and I figured I'd give it a shot. So, you know.
And now you're one of the best to do it.
Well, I'm like, everybody knows me.
Yeah.
They know that they better come to hit when they're walking up because.
Yeah.
If it's in the box, it's strike one, strike two, strike three, you're out.
Yeah. You'll be like Joe DeCamera up there looking for balls. Trying to get a walk.
Joe's always looking for balls. Yeah. You don't
He's
like Camerata.
He's got a lot of balls, Joe, don't he?
Well, you don't like Camerata, do you?
No, he's all right, but he just like some of the stuff he's been pulling the last 2-3 years, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, show me the action, you know what I mean? Let's go.
Show me the money, you know.
You know,
you always talk about this, so I feel like I'm not talking out of school. How's the love life?
It's okay. It's all right. Man.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
I'm getting ready for my big trip. 2 weeks from now, I'll be.
Oh, yeah.
In 2 weeks is my 70th birthday.
No way.
On Friday.
You're not
Friday
70.
The 23rd. Yep.
You're 70?
70, and I'm going to Cartagena, Colombia for 9 days, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
You and these, now you're going to Colombia?
Yeah, I'm going to Colombia.
It's dangerous down there.
No, I ain't.
Are you running, running drugs?
I'm staying at a resort.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha. Don't leave the resort.
Yeah. Well,
stay on the premises.
Yeah, of course. I'm staying in all the
inclusive.
Good parts,
all inclusive.
Just breakfast only.
Okay.
Ah. Does it include the love life? Is it all inclusive?
No, he wants to roll.
You got to find that. Like,
you rolling by yourself, or you're taking?
No, I'm going myself.
Okay, don't bring sand to the beach. I feel you. Don't bring sand to the beach.
Be careful down there.
Yeah.
We want you to be able to come back.
This would be one of those trips I would actually bring sand to the beach.
You keep yourself out of trouble.
Yeah, damn right.
Yep.
Well, I could tell you a few stories that I heard, but I'm, off the air.
Oh, about Columbia?
About a lot of places down there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Yeah, no, you said it right.
Yeah, yep.
All right, I want to give a shout out.
There we go. Yep.
Again, one little shout out. The Phillies are coming on.
Yep.
And the Eagles had a great draft. Go Eagles.
Yep. What about the Flyers?
2025, let's go.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Again, back to back.
Let's do it.
Howie Roseman, back to back.
Back
And what about the Flyers?
The Flyers, well, we got to get some players. They say they're going in free agency.
Yep.
And they're going to get a good draft. That's what I've been hearing. So,
And what about the Sixers?
We got to get some hope.
Yep.
Hopefully we can get the second or third pick in the draft.
Fingers crossed. Or the first, even.
That's going to be tough. I don't know. Even if they can go from five, what are they, five right now,
six.
Right?
Yeah, six.
Six?
Yeah.
If they can go from 6-2 or 6-3, you're
or six
not
to
bad.
One. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah.
They might be able to make a deal and get that kid at number one if they –
You never know.
Throw some players in their face. Yeah. What I mean?
Throw players in their face. That's a good plan. Yeah. All right, Herb.
The Sixers got a lot of play. Got a lot of players that can play.
They've got some.
They just got to get a big man. You know that.
We have a big man.
Yeah, well, the problem is he's hurt all the time.
Come on, Ike.
I didn't know.
Obviously.
We were 26-8. We were 26-8.
Who?
2 years ago. Not last year, this past year, but the year. 26-8, and then Embiid got hurt.
Yeah.
Okay? So that team, they won 47 games when they basically played the Knicks. The problem with the Sixers is, and if you look at them against the Knicks, is the Knicks, they get the rebounds, they play defense, and they can shoot the threes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they got two or three guys that can hit 25 to 30 points every night. That and the Sixers, can they do that? You know what I mean?
The question.
I mean, when Embiid's healthy, it's but can he – you know what I mean?
We need, ever heard
we
of
need
Saint
help.
Creed?
We need somebody.
Have you ever heard of Saint Creed?
Yeah, I heard that. Creed.
You want to join us? It's coming up.
I don't know. That's tough. I'm not a good singer. Man.
Well,
neither are we.
Join the club. the club.
All right, we won't put you on the mic. You can sing in the background.
Yeah. Right. Any other shout-outs before you go?
No, that's it.
Okay.
That's it?
All right.
Let me say hello to Howard Eskin.
All right.
Wherever he's at right now. The big man from Philadelphia.
Yep.
Yeah. Love it.
All right.
Now his son's the number one man.
Well, number two. Yeah. Name second. I mean, show number one. Me number two.
No, you're 1A.
Wow.
We're 1A and 1B.
There he is. And Jack Fritz returns.
And Jack, you see.
Jack, just a
what
lot,
a downgrade that I'm back,
a
right?
A lot to live up to.
A
here.
Lot to live up to?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I talk about me and Tornado Shapiro's best friend?
Yep.
So me and Tornado Shapiro.
Yep.
His best friend, Joe Conklin.
Yep.
We'll do a special book signing of Ring the Bell. Go to ringthebellbook.com, of course.
Yeah.
Got the book back today.
Yeah. How's it look?
It actually looks beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a physical copy?
No, like at the PDFs and how it's going to look. So that's going to be great. Signing books there. I will not be doing stand-up. Don't worry. We'll not ruin the show. We'll be at Ocean City Music Pier on Saturday, July 12th. It's right before the show. Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra. Get tickets at...
JoeConklin.com.
Not the same.
JoeConklin.com.
Yeah, not the same as the Nike does it.
Yeah, well,
he does it way better.
Okay.
You get the point? Good.
Herb's better on the phone.
So what did I miss in the last?
He gave shout-outs.
Yeah, he gave a lot of shout-outs. A
lot of shout-outs.
Yeah.
He also gave his analysis of the Phillies,
great.
Eagles, Flyers, and Sixers.
Yep.
Flyers analysis.
Yeah. Well, I asked him. And for the Sixers, he was like, they're good. They just need a big man.
Well, that's a good take.
Yeah, you know what I mean? All right. 215-592-9494. We lead you up to leading off tonight, right?
Extended leading off.
Extended leading off.
Taz has been upset about that since 6:30 this morning.
Yep. We have Phil's tonight, 7:15, first pitch, Phil's and Guardians. But we still got a half hour left of this show, and you are free to join. 215-592-9494. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You know big games and big events are always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.